Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Hey. Not super great. I have been texting with Josh almost every day for like a few months, and we decided to go on a date, and ever since then, I just haven't heard from him.
Wow. So you were texting for how long? For months before you guys got together?
Yeah. Just getting to know each other. Yeah. And,
Why did you decide to take so long before you got together?
Our schedules were kind of busy. It wasn't really like matching up for us to find the time to meet up. Okay. So we talked on the phone a little bit, and it was just kind of like it was taking some time to actually like nail down a date for us to get together.
And so how long has it been since that first date with Josh then? How long has it been since you've heard from him?
It's been like probably almost a week, which is weird because, yeah, like I said, we used to text each other like all day, every day, up until our date.
How did you guys meet each other again?
Yeah, my close family friend introduced us to each other a few months ago at her graduation party.
Okay. And did anything happen on your date that would have, because obviously there was must have been a lot of anticipation leading up to this first date with all this conversation you were having before, but what would cause him to maybe ghost you?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, nothing I'm aware of. I was feeling a little bit under the weather, but he didn't really seem to, like, notice or care. He didn't say anything.
And what'd you guys do on your first date? Did you get, like, just drinks and dinner or what?
Yeah, we went to
Oh, sweet. The one in Coon Rapids?
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, the one in Coon Rapids.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. Okay, anyway, so what we're gonna do is call Josh Morgan and see if we can't get a hold of him.
Track him down.
And get him on the radio, ask him a couple questions, see what's going on and why he's not texting you back, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just hang tight.
Hello?
Good morning, Josh.
Josh. Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Josh. Please don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT, and we do a radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have just a minute to talk to us this morning?
Did you say Thunder?
Thunder and PT,
Thunder,
yes.
Thunder and PT, Mornings on the Wolf. Not a country guy, probably?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Why
are you calling me?
Okay, so Morgan, who you've been texting with for months and finally went out the other night to ask us to get a hold of you. And we just need to ask you a couple of questions. Would you just have a minute for us this morning?
You mean Sneezy?
What did you call her?
I call her Sneezy. That's the nickname I gave her after a date.
What? Do you care to explain that?
Look, I'm not trying to be like a bad guy here, but Sneezy does not have the best hygiene, if you know what I mean. She was sniffling and coughing, like hacking the entire day. At one point, I saw stuff dripping from her nose into her food.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. She told us, Josh, Morgan is her name, not Sneezy. She said
she was kind of feeling under the weather or something, didn't she?
Is that the reason? So is that the reason you're ignoring her?
Look. I can't believe she would go out feeling that sick. And honestly, it wasn't just her being sick. Her hair was greasy. She wasn't wearing makeup. And I'm a person who takes hygiene very seriously. And I just anticipated a much more put-together person, you know?
What? Okay, really, Josh?
Mm.
You think I have poor hygiene?
Hello?
And also, my hair was not greasy. And I'm
Morgan?
Sorry, I don't... Yes. Yes, it's me. Hey, that.
Oh, so great.
Even this go is just great. And-
yep. We didn't have a chance to tell you that Morgan's wow. listening in here, yeah. Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
What do you want to say, Morgan, to Josh, who called you sneezy?
I want to say that you're a jerk. You are a monster. Why couldn't you just be honest and let me know that you thought it was gross? And I just, wow, you're incredibly superficial. And that's really hurtful.
You're the one who put me on blast. I'm on the radio right now. You're the one who's embarrassing yourself at this point. So, look. Morgan, just go find someone else who's equally gross and okay. drippy.
First of all, Josh, people get sick.
Yeah.
So, and don't you have
you
any...
Don't go out, you don't go out in public when you're sick.
I told him, and I actually was not lying, and I was not that sick, and I feel like that's such an exaggeration. I didn't drip snot into our food. And, like, if I did, it was... No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Josh, you,
just because I don't want any sickness.
Okay.
All right.
It's clearly not going to work out.
Josh, I mean, with all this buildup to this first date, months of texting and conversation and speaking with Morgan, and then the date, and you're going to throw it all away just because Morgan had a runny nose.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, that is wow. absolutely your decision. Morgan, what is it that you'd like to say? As you've been listening and maybe have time to think about, you know, all of this and all the time and effort that you kind of put into this
right.
relationship before you even got together.
Yeah, I guess I thought that Josh was a better person yeah. and I thought we hit it off and I guess we did not. And that's yeah. okay. Sometimes you're wrong about people, but yeah. Josh, you're a really class act. And by that, I mean, you're not.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sorry if I hurt your feelings, but yeah. you shouldn't have gone out, period.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's settled. So I'm all not right. even going to ask if there's going to be another.
Probably meetup. Wasn't meant to be anyway.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you feel better, Morgan. Josh, best of luck to you too, I guess, sir. I hope all your dates are hermetically sealed.
Whatever.
But thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Bless you, Morgan.
Thunder and PT. No, there's nothing VIP about them. Thanks for starting your day with the Wolf.